弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
很高兴能够在感恩节的晚上来到这里跟弟兄姊妹相聚。
I'm very glad to be able to come here on Thanksgiving evening to share with brothers and sisters.
我里面实在是充满了感恩的心，特别是看到我旁边站着这个 Michael.
I'm full of thanksgiving, especially when I have this brother next to me.
我记得我90年代的时候常常来 Kearney。
I remember in the 1990s I'd often come to Kearney。
那个时候我有一次住在任耀宗弟兄家。
One time I stayed over at Brother Jen's house。
那个时候他好像只有4个小孩。
That time I think he only had 4 kids。
那已经是天文数字，我们当中没有那四个小孩的。
That was already pretty unique. Among us, there weren't any families with 4 kids already.
那我就记得小兰，还有一个很靓仔的帅哥的 Michael.
I still remember Christina and this little handsome guy called Michael.
但想不到今天他站在我旁边，替我翻译，我里面实在充满了感谢的心。
I'm very thankful that today he's actually able to stand here beside me.
我现在在这些年日的里面，弟兄姊妹一直都在成长。
Throughout these years, I've realized that brothers and sisters are all growing.
不光光是我们任弟兄的家庭在成长。
It's not only the Jen family which has been growing.
但是我实在看到，在这里，今天在吃饭的话，我看到有那么多的人，那么多的小孩子，我们看到神的恩典在我们。
But today, as I was sitting in the cafeteria, I noticed there's so many people here, so many kids, and I realized that through God's grace, we're all growing.
那刚才又去到你们的厨房。
Just before, I also visited your kitchen.
哦，看到你们的厨房又更新了。
And I saw that you renovated the kitchen.
我就想起在你们买这个会所的时候，有多少的艰难，也有多少的劳苦，弟兄姊妹。
And I was reminded of when you first bought this church building, how there are so much difficulties and hardships.
我看看现在，虽然外表看起来是一样，但是如果你在这里久了，知道现在是比你刚来的时候进步了很多，很多地方都有进步啊。
Now today on the outside it may look the same, but if you come inside, you realize that there have been much changes.
我实在相信神不单单在外面。在我们会所的硬体上有建造，最重要的，在我们每个人的身上都有他的建造。
We know that God not only allowed us to have work here on the physical building, but He also is at work among each and every one of us.
特别我感谢主，在这里有弟兄们一起来配搭服事，我觉得这个是很美的一件事情。
And I think it's very wonderful that brothers and sisters can work together as co-workers.
不是一个人或者是一个强人在这里就只做一切的事情。我觉得这个是神所喜悦的。
It's not like there's only one person in charge or there's one leading person, but everyone's helping out, and I think this is a wonderful thing.
我觉得这也是从 Kearney 到 Newark 这里弟兄姊妹你们的一个特别蒙福的一个点，当然也是一个特别要一起学功课的地方。
Yeah.And it's a point which I think that it's unique to this church, but, and it's also something we can learn more about.
好不好我们一起来翻开几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few portions of scripture.
我们先看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's first look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们从第16节读到24节。
Let's read from verse 16 to verse 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到二十四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 24.
十六节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。 各样的恶事都要禁戒不做。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成全这事。
Verse 16, Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
今天在这感恩节的日子，我向很多弟兄姊妹只是读十六、十七、十八节。
I think today on Thanksgiving we often look at verse 16, 17, 18.
但是今天我跟大家分享的不主要是前面的三节。
But today I'm not sharing primarily on the first three verses.
我们的确要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
We indeed should give thanks, pray without ceasing, and rejoice evermore.
但是我们怎么能够这样呢？
But how do we actually do these things?
所以下面就告诉我们，不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，要凡事查验，善美的事要坚持，各样的恶事禁戒不做。
That's why it says in the verses that follow, it says, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and abstain from all appearance of evil.
我们能够常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，是根据下面十八、十九、二十、二十一。
For us to be able to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and give thanks, we have to be able to have verses 19 through 22.
但是我今天要对弟兄姊妹更加讲的，我们能够这样，其实是二十三、二十四节。
But I'm going to go even further deeper for brothers and sisters, because actually for us to do any of these things, we have to look at verses 23 and 24.
因为我们能够常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Because for us to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and give thanks,
是因为神给我们有这样全备的救恩。
Because it's only because God has given us such a complete salvation.
然后他是亲自的使我们全然成圣。
And he is personally the one who has caused us to become complete.
Yeah, 然后呢，说又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙着手，在我主耶稣降临的时候完全无可指责，而且告诉我们说，那招你们的本是信实的，他必成全这事。
And that's why he says in verse 23, that I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们都是蒙召的一群人。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, we have all been called by God.
这里告诉我们说，这招我们的，他是信实的，他要成全这件事情。
It says here, the God who called us is faithful, and he will accomplish what he wants to do.
他要我们能够完全无可指责。
He wants us to be blameless before him.
弟兄姊妹，这是他给我们传备的救恩。
This is his complete salvation which he has prepared for us.
我们不光光是你说要凡事谢恩，常常祷告，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，不是你说就可以了，是你有没有这样的生命在你里面活。
It's not as if you can just say, "Oh, I'm going to rejoice evermore. I'm going to pray without ceasing. I'm going to give thanks." But you can only do these things when you have that life within you.
我们再读一段圣经，彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at another passage of scripture. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
第三到第九节。
Verses 3 through 9.
彼得前书一章三到九节，好不好？我们一起来读好了。
All right, let's
读英文、读中文都可以。
All right, let's read together. First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 through 9.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、 不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得这所预备到末世显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得这称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。第九节这里，如果你读英文特别你就清楚了，那里不是灵魂，说就是魂的救恩。
In verse 9, if you look at the English text, you can see how clear it is. It says, not spirit and soul, but soul, the salvation of your soul.
我们再看一处是哥林多后书第一章第十节。
Let's look at another passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
哥林多后书第一章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你看他这里讲得很清楚。
Here it's very clear.
在英文他说有三个救我们啊，中文也是，就他曾过去救我们脱离极大的死亡。
Now, in the English, as well as in the Chinese, there's three different tenses of deliver. First, it's he had delivered us.
然后他现在仍要救我们。
And then he says he is doth deliver us. He is delivering us.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Then it says we trust that he will yet deliver us.
刚才我们读彼得前书第一章第六节，那里告诉我们说说因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在第五节，对不起，彼得前书第一章第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得这所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Now as we read before in 1 Peter, it said in verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
说你们因信蒙神的能力保守我们。
That the power of God is through faith unto salvation.
然后并能够得着神所预备在末世要显现的这个救恩，其实讲到全备的救恩。
And the salvation which is ready to be revealed in the last times, this is talking about the complete salvation.
就是刚才我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节那里说，神要亲自使你们全然成圣。愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Because as you remember in 1 Thessalonians, we talked about how that God wants our whole spirit, soul, and body to be preserved blameless.
我们在这里看到，今天我们要感恩。
We see here that today we should be thankful.
我们想到一年当中神有很多的祝福。
We think about all the blessings that God has given us throughout the years.
但是我们知道神给我们最大的祝福是什么？
But we know, what is the biggest blessing that God has given us?
是他给我们这个全备的救恩。
It's that he has given us this complete salvation.
不单单是他昔日救我们脱离了极大的死亡。
It's not only that he has delivered us from such death.
不光光是他有一天还要叫我们身体改变，就是好像那里说我们指望他将来还要救我们，我们身体得赎。
It's not only that someday he will come back and he will transform our bodies.
而且他今天还在这里救我们。
But it says in the verses that he is still saving us. He's still delivering us.
所以你看到在彼得前书这一段话的里面。
So if you look at the words in 1 Peter.
我们都知道在彼得前书他说这是彼得在末期他在地上最后服侍主的时候写的彼得前后书。
We know that 1st and 2nd Peter were written during the latter years of Peter's life.
那个时候, 教会已经开始受过很大的逼迫。
During that time, the church was already undergoing great persecutions.
你知道彼得当他年轻的时候他是多么的勇敢啊多么的有力气啊多么的喜乐来跟从主。
You know that Peter, when he was young, he was very lively, he was passionate, and he was very enthusiastic to serve God.
然后主说,叫你来跟从我,我叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
但是我们知道当彼得年老的时候,
But we know that when Peter grew old,
当彼得生命成熟的时候,
when Peter's life had matured,
当主耶稣在约翰福音21章那里跟彼得说, 你牧养我的羊, 你喂养我的羊的时候,
when in John chapter 21, the Lord Jesus said to him, feed my sheep,
然后一直的在这里说, 我们知道, 我们, 彼得弟兄一直到为主殉道, 他都是那样忠心的牧养主的羊。
And from that point on, even till the point when Peter was martyred, we know that Peter faithfully fed the sheep of God.
他用什么去喂养主的羊?
With what did he feed the sheep of God?
他用什么去牧养主的羊?
How did he shepherd, act as a shepherd for the Lord's sheep?
你看他是用 生命,
he used life.
活泼的盼望,
a living hope.
弟兄姊妹, 你今天你看到, 弟兄姊妹, 我们能够得帮助,
Brothers and sisters, you see today that we can receive help.
我们是因着弟兄姊妹在那里供应生命,
it's because brothers and sisters here give us life.
就在那里, 他的生命一直在成长,
it's the life that keeps on growing.
很多弟兄姊妹都说是我是一个很蒙福的人。
Many brothers and sisters say that I'm very blessed.
大家知道在我身边有年长的弟兄来帮助我一直。
I know that there, you know that there have been always elderly brothers to aid me in my walk.
而且呢，我也跑到外面去，也去找一些年长的弟兄来帮助。
And I also have gone out to look for elderly brothers and sisters to guide me.
所以很多弟兄姊妹知道，在我旁边有一个80几岁的年长弟兄帮助我。
Many brothers and sisters know that I have an 80-year-old brother who's helping me out.
那我有时间我还跑到远的地方找一个90几岁的弟兄来帮助我。
And sometimes I go to a distant place and find a 90-year-old brother who can also help me.
所以你们也可以去找啊，我80几岁在我旁边，90几岁的离我很远啊。
So if you you can also look for someone to guide you in your spiritual walk with the Lord.
但是我觉得这些老的弟兄们最能够帮助我们的是什么呢？
But what can these elderly brothers and sisters help us most in?
当然,他们对于圣经的讲解,他们的经历很能够帮助我们。
Well, we know that they have much experience in reading the Bible and understanding God.
但是我告诉你,最能够帮助我们的,就是今天,他们不论是80几岁或者90几岁,他们的生命还在成长。
But the most important thing about these elderly brothers and sisters is that even though they're 80 or 90 years old, their life is still growing.
就是他们里面这个living, 活泼的生命,
which is that they have this living life within them.
虽然他们这么多年,生命或者身体那么软弱, 但是你在他们的身上碰到一个成长的生命。
Maybe they're weak, maybe they're sick, but in them, you find this living, bubbling life.
所以这里告诉我们,
That's why it says here,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督父神, 他曾照自己的大怜悯, 借着耶稣基督从死里复活, 重生我们, 叫我们有活泼的盼望。
That's why it says in 1 Peter, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们就看到这些弟兄们,他们直到现在还在成长。
We can see, brothers and sisters, that these brothers and sisters all are growing.
就好像主对彼得说,你不要管那个人怎么样,你跟从我吧。
It's like what Jesus said to Peter. When Peter, he said, don't look at that person. You come and follow me.
我们跟从主, 弟兄姊妹, 你如果你这个时刻在跟从, 你就在不知不觉, 你的生命就在成长。
Brothers and sisters, if you are following the Lord, then little by little, your life will be growing within you.
当你生命成长的时候，你就能供应生命，你就可以喂养主的羊，你就可以牧养主的羊。
And when your life is growing, then you could feed the sheep. You can guide others.
所以这些年长的就能够帮助我。
And that's why these early brothers and sisters can help me.
就是这个是一个活的一个事实。
Because this is a living reality.
所以我们今天看到说，说因此第六节说，你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，但是叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能换的金子更显宝贵。
That's why it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in great heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to be talking about today, this complete salvation.
我们刚才已经讲过, 他曾救我们脱离极大的死亡。
Now we talked about before how he had delivered us from such, that he had delivered us from such a great a death.
这个是讲到我们重生得救的时候，对不对？
This is referring to when we first believed in the Lord, right?
这是讲到我们灵的得救，对不对？
This is talking about the salvation of our spirits, right?
就因为我们本来是死在罪恶过犯当中，是不是？
Because we were once dead in sin, right?
弟兄姊妹。 我们知道，当我们信耶稣的那一刻，
At the very moment when we believed on Jesus，
当我们承认自己是一个罪人的时候，
When we confess that we are sinners，
当我们看到耶稣基督神的儿子为人类钉在十字架上，
When we realize that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was nailed to the cross for us sinners，
流出他的宝血，
And had his precious blood shed，
要洗净一切相信他人的罪，
To cleanse all those who believed on him，
当你那个时候你看到自己是一个罪人，
When you at that point you see that you are a sinner,
你心里面受感动，你说我要这位耶稣做我的救主。
And your heart is touched, and you say, "I want to receive Jesus as my Savior."
就在那一刻，
at that very point,
你虽然不知道，
even though you may not know,
你里面就起了变化。
Inside of you, there is a change.
你的里面就是说是照着他大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，就重生了我们。
It's that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, your life is transformed.
那个时候你就信耶稣了。
At that point, you believe on the Lord.
你就重生了。
You're born again at that point.
你是， 那个时候耶稣的生命住在你的什么地方呢？
At that point, Christ's life is living where?
神的生命， 神是个灵。
Now we know that God is a spirit.
所以他的生命住在你的灵里面。
So his life is living in your spirit.
救恩就临到了你的灵。
And salvation then comes to your spirit.
我们知道我们就重生得救了，我们就有神儿子的生命了。
And so we're born again. We have God's life in us.
这个还告诉我们说，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
But it says here that we trust that he will yet deliver us.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有得救吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we not saved?
我们都是受浸，我们归入主的名下的人，我们还没有得救吗？
We've been baptized under the Lord's name, so are we not saved?
为什么说他，我们还要指望他将来还要救我们呢？
Why does it say here that we have to be yet again saved or delivered?
我们都知道。
We all know.
有一天，当主再来的时候，
that when the Lord comes back again,
当号筒吹响的时候，
when the trumpet sounds,
死人要复活。
The dead in Christ shall rise.
活着的人身体要改变。
And those who are living will have their bodies transformed.
就是得着一个荣耀的身体。
Into a wonderful, glorious body.
我们知道这位说的，并且指望他将来还要救我们，是讲到我们身体的得数，对不对？
And we know that he will yet deliver us. This is talking about the salvation of our bodies.
这个身体的得数是一件很大的恩典呐。
This salvation of our body is such a wonderful blessing.
这是每一个信主的人，神给我们确确实实的应许。
This is for each and every one of us who believe a definite promise.
就是我们身体会改变。
that our bodies will be transformed.
不然的话, 我们都没有盼望, 我们身体越来越是衰残的, 你知不知道?
Or else we wouldn't have hope. As you can see, our bodies are all becoming worse and worse.
如果你不信的话, 你问问那些白头发的人都会告诉你。
If you don't believe what I'm saying, just ask those who have a white hair.
你问他，他不懂的。
If you ask a younger person, he wouldn't understand.
但是我们都甚至都懂啊。 我们每一个人都会衰残的。
But for us who are older, we all understand that.
但是我们感谢主, 只是我们这个身体衰残啊。
Are fading, but as you can see, it's only our bodies that are fading.
有一天我们还要被改变。
But one day we'll be transformed.
我们得这个荣耀的身体。
We'll get a wonderful, glorious body.
我们要与神永远同在。
And we'll be with God forever.
因为我们这些属物质的，不能够永远存在的。
Because that which is temporal of us cannot endure forever.
我们要得着一个属灵的身体。
And we'll be getting a spiritual body.
但是现在的问题就是说。 中间还在说现在仍要救我们。
Now the question is, in the middle of this verse, you have God is delivering us. He is delivering us now.
这里你看到一直在这里讲彼得前书。
Now in 1 Peter, if you look back,
第六节到第九节,
verses 6 through 9,
彼得前书, 第六节到第九节,
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9,
就因此你们是大有喜乐, 但如今, 在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season.
叫你们的信心既被试验, 就比那被火试验仍然能换的金子更显宝贵。
That the trial of faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；但如今虽不得看见，却因信有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom having not seen, ye love; in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
讲完这些，他最后一个总论说：并且得着你们信心的果效。 就是魂的救恩。
And he concludes these verses with verse 9 saying, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才已经讲过。
Brothers and sisters, we already mentioned before,
当救恩接触到我们的灵的时候，我们就重生了。
When our spirits are saved, then we are born again.
当救恩临到我们的身体的时候，我们就身体就得赎。
When our bodies are saved, then we are trans. Our lives, our bodies transform.
但是在这个过程的里面，我们怎么样呢？我们要得着信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。But
through this process, we must receive the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our soul.
就今天，我们现在是走一条信心的道路。So
right now we're walking on a path of faith.
而且这里说，我们的信心要经过试炼，就比那 被火试炼以后仍然能化的金子更显宝贵。It
says here, our faith is being tried so that it will be even more precious than gold.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们从得救那天开始,
Brothers and sisters, today, from the day that you are saved,
我们一直到我们见主面,
from until the day that you meet the Lord,
这个中间这一段的过程,
the time in between this path,
这里称为现在,
it's termed the now.
他在这里要救我们。
And God wants to save us during this time.
而且这里面, 这个叫做救我们脱离我们的自己。
And over here, what is the salvation about? It's about saving us from ourselves.
也就是说, 神的救恩要临到我们的魂。
It's that God's salvation is going to save our souls.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的魂其实就代表我们这个人呢。
Brothers and sisters, our soul really represents us as a human being.
就是我们, 你看看, 以为你说, 你是谁啊? 你说我, 就是这个, 你有多少磅? 120磅?
130磅。
你是不是就是130磅的这一些骨头啊, 肉啊, 眉毛, 眼睛啊, 这样的?
Now, if we're referring to someone as a person, do we just look at them and say, oh, you weigh 130-some pounds with meat and flesh and bones, etc.?
你这个你呀、
that the person who's you
这就是代表你的。
It represents you.
是你的思想。
It's really your mind.
是你的感情。
It's your emotions.
还有是你的意志。
And it's your will.
这里面你的整个的思想，你的心思，你的情感，你的意志，这个就代表你这个 Michael Ren 这个家伙。
Your mind, your emotions, and your will actually define whom you, Michael Ren, are.
神说，我的救恩今天要临到你这一个部分，你这一个人。
God promises that salvation is coming to you in this particular area.
为什么他的救恩拯救了我们的灵，有一天拯救我们的身体还不够呢？
Why is God's salvation, even though it has saved our spirit and one day is going to save our body, is not enough?
因为主拯救我们，他有一个旨意。
Because God has a purpose when He saves us.
他拯救我们，叫我们都能够像他的儿子耶稣基督。
He saved us so that we could become like His Son, Jesus Christ.
虽然我们每个人的外表长相不一样，
even though on the outside we may not look exactly the same.
虽然我们的思想思路，我们这些没有他们这些人那么灵光。
Even though for our minds we may not be, for example, as bright as some other people.
或者我们的感情啊，没有像我们这些姊妹这么有热情啊，有爱心。
Even though for some of us we don't have as much emotions as the sisters among us.
或者我们的意志没有像某些那么坚强。
Even though our wills may not be as strong as some among us.
但是我们的主要拯救我们每一个人，叫我们都能像他。
But our Lord wants to save each and every one of us so we could become like Him.
这个就是当救恩临到你的魂的时候。
It's when salvation comes to your soul.
我们每个人都要被改变。
That we all will be transformed.
我们要变成像他。
And we become like Him.
弟兄姊妹，哪一天我们的身体要改变，变成荣耀的身体。
Brothers and sisters, one day our bodies will be transformed to be like Him.
但是我们里面的这个魂呢？
But inside of us, our souls.
不能够我们有一个荣耀的身体，里面装着一些不荣耀的魂。
We cannot have a glorious body while having a not so glorious soul.
弟兄姊妹，你发现吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you realize this?
今天我们这些人是怎么样呢？
Today, what are we people like?
我们这个身体还没有得拯救。
Our bodies have not yet become saved.
但是你知道，人是照着神的形象和样式造。
But you know that men are created in the image of God.
在我们的深处。
In the bottoms of our hearts.
In the inner being.
In our inner being.
是我们能够与神沟通的。
We can communicate with God.
当人犯罪的时候，
When mankind sinned,
神说你吃的日子必定死，对不对？在伊甸园里面。
Remember in the Garden of Eden, God said, "The day you eat of that fruit, you will die."
因为他们违背了神的命令。
They disobey the commandments of God.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
God said, "In the day that you eat of it, you will die."
那亚当夏娃吃了禁果以后，分别善恶树的果子以后，他们死了没有？
Now, brothers and sisters, after Adam and Eve ate that fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, did they die?
他还活了好几百年。
Oh, they lived several hundred years afterwards.
但是我们知道，神说你吃的日子必定死，不是他身体的死，而是他灵的死。
Brothers and sisters, but we know that when God said, "In the day that you eat of it, you will die," this death refers not to the physical death, but to their spirit's death.
他们跟神的交通就断绝了。
At that point, their relationship means of communicating with God was broken.
他们因为人的深处就是能够与神沟通的灵。
Because in our innermost being can communicate with God.
当一个没有生命的人，
when a person who does not have life in them.
当你没有信主以前，
before you believe on the Lord,
我们是在极大的黑暗的里面。
We are in darkness.
我们找不到神。
We cannot find God.
我们不觉得主的同在。
We don't feel the Lord's presence.
我们看不见神的荣耀。
We cannot see God's glory.
所以我们只能够说没有神，没有神，没有神。
So we can only say there's no God, there's no God, there's no God.
我们里面黑暗。
In us, there's darkness.
所以圣经里面说，他曾救我们脱离那黑暗的权势。
That's why in the Bible says he has delivered us from that power of darkness.
所以在以弗所书呢告诉我们。
That's why in Ephesians it tells us.
所以你告诉我们，我们这他是我们，他救我们脱离极大的死亡。
It says that he has delivered us from such death.
那里他就告诉我们，我们是说，他救我们活过来。
And it says he has delivered us and caused us to be resurrected.
在以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it says,
说那个时候说你们死在罪恶第二章第一节你们死在过犯罪恶当中。
It says in Ephesians 2 verse 1, you who are dead in trespasses and sins,
他叫你们活过来。
He hath quickened you or resurrected you.
他叫你们活过来。
He has resurrected you.
是他叫你们的灵活过来。
And he has caused your spirit to become resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人本来是死在罪恶过犯当中。
Brothers and sisters, we once were dead in our sins and trespasses.
罪叫我们的灵死掉。
Sin has caused our spirit to become dead.
但是感谢主。
But thank our Lord. We thank our Lord.
刚才我们所读过的，彼得前书。那你说他曾照自己的大怜悯借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
It says in 1 Peter that our God and Father through his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection.
叫我们的灵活过来。
That our spirit can be revived.
所以当我们重生得救的那一刻，
So on that day when we believe on the Lord,
神的灵就住在我们的灵里面。
God's spirit lives with our spirit.
我们感谢赞美主，我们就有生命。
We thank our Lord, then we have that spirit in us.
虽然我们有一个新的生命。
So now we have this new life.
但是我们很多时候信了主以后。
But many times after we believe on the Lord.
我们就跟主耶稣讲啊。
We say this to the Lord.
说感谢你，你救了我。
I thank you that you saved me.
你住在我的里面。
And that you live in me.
啊，我今天有什么事情呢？我不敢麻烦你老人家。
If I have anything I need to do today, I won't bother you.
你好好的在我里面睡觉。
You can sleep in my heart over here.
那等我要死的时候，上天堂的时候，我就把你叫起来，你就跟那个天使打个招呼，叫我可以进去就好了。
So, you know, when I die, I'll wake you up so that when we go up to heaven, you can tell the angel to let me into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是神在我们身上的目的。
This is not God's plan for our lives.
因为主他说他要我们一叫我们与他一同活过来。
Because God says he wants us to resurrect with him.
他的救恩不单只要达到我们的灵。
God's salvation, he wants it not only to be applied to our spirits.
那你说他现在仍要救我们。
It says he is delivering us.
也就是说他现在。
That means now.
他的救恩要临到你的魂。
His salvation wants to be on your soul.
要我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
信主的人，基督生命住在我们的灵里面。
That through salvation, God's Spirit can live in us.
但是我们不能够把它限制在我们的灵里面。
But we cannot limit God's Spirit to live in us.
我们不能够叫他在我们灵里面睡觉。
We cannot allow God's Spirit to just sleep in us.
我们要让基督的生命活在我们整个人的里面。
We want to have God's Spirit live in our entire body.
他从我们的灵里面要渗透到我们的魂里面。
We want God's Spirit to live in our spirit and our soul.
而且要占有我们的魂。
And to take control of our soul.
充满我们的心中，对不对？
And fill our hearts.
所以我们在以弗所书三章十六十七节那里，保罗有一个很重要的祷告，对不对
？That's why Ephesians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Paul has an important prayer.
你知道，在以弗所书，保罗有两个伟大的祷告。
Now Ephesians, Paul has two great prayers.
第一章那个祷告是叫我们知道什么是神的旨意。
In Ephesians chapter 1, his first prayer is that we may know the will of God.
第三章那个祷告呢，是叫我们怎么能够活出神的旨意。
And in chapter 3, he's praying that we may be able to live out the will of God.
所以在 以弗所书第三章呢，给他告诉我们十六十七节。
That's why Ephesians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
说求他就是求父，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
It says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
今天你们信了主没有？我们都信主，对不对？
For us here, we're all brothers and sisters, we've all believed on the Lord, right?
基督因我们的信已经在我们的心里了。
God, through our faith, is now in our hearts.
但是为什么保罗在这里用这么大的力气说求父按着他丰盛的荣耀又借着圣灵然后叫我们心里的力量刚强起来然后基督才因着你们的信住在你们心里呢？
Then why does Paul here so strongly emphasize that God would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith?
你看到这个祷告啊,
you can see,
主耶稣在祷告,
this prayer here is the Lord Jesus praying.
他求父,
he is asking the Father
又要用着圣灵,
to use the Spirit again.
然后叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
To help our inner man become strong. This prayer involved God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To strengthen our inner man.
然后呢,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
原来, 如果不是耶稣基督的祷告,
now, if it weren't for the prayer of Jesus Christ,
如果我们里面的人没有刚强起来,
if our inner man was not strengthened,
弟兄姊妹, 基督的生命只是在我们的灵里面。
Brothers and sisters, God's life can only be then found in our spirits.
还没有充满在我们的心里面。
And will not fill our hearts.
还没有在我们的魂里面。
And will not fill our soul.
所以主耶稣他求父, 要借着圣灵叫我们里面的人刚强起来的时候然后因着我们的信叫基督住在不单只在我们的灵里面也要在我们整个人的心中。
So God, Jesus Christ prayed to God that the Holy Spirit would not just live in our spirit but also in our soul and in fact in our entire body.
弟兄姊妹住在你们心里就是占有你整个的魂。
To live in your body means to take control of your entire soul.
今天是谁住在你的心里?
Today, who is living in your heart?
或者是说今天是谁在你的魂里面做主?
Or in other words, who is living in your soul today?
是你的自己。
Is it yourself?
是你己的魂生命。
Is it that inner soul that of yours?
而且是堕落的肉体。
Is it that depraved of carnal mind?
弟兄姊妹，今天基督住在我们的灵里，我们是一个新造的人。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ now lives in our spirit, and we are a new creation.
但是多少时候我们不能够过得胜的生活？为什么？
But so many times, why is it that we do not live a victorious life?
是因为我们里面软弱，对不对？我们说我们心里软弱，我们都很谦卑啊，我们都很软弱。的确，我们很软弱。
Now we all say that's because we're all weak and we're all very humble about it. That's true.
但是我们不应该软弱。
But we're not supposed to be weak.
因为我们的主已经为我们祷告。
Because our Lord has already prayed for us.
他求父，借着圣灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
He had prayed the Father to ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
所以今天我们很多时候我们信了主以后我们生命不成长是因为我们对于主这个全备的救恩掌握得不清楚。
And the reason why so many of us do not grow after we have become saved is because we do not understand this idea of complete salvation.
我们容让我们的己 霸占我们整个的魂。
We allow our inner self to take control of our souls.
我们虽然已经重生，
even though we are born again,
在我们灵的深处，我们知道我们应该做什么。
In the bottoms of our spirits, we know what's the right thing to do.
但是我们魂里面经常不合作，并且跟灵起反对的功用。
But many times our soul does not cooperate with our spirit, but many times rebels against it.
所以我们的魂必须要被拯救。
That's why our soul needs to be saved.
我们的己必须要被基督来代替。
And our inner self must be replaced with Christ.
所以住在我们魂里面的不再是这个堕落的己，而是叫基督与你们的信住在你们心里。
So that it's not our inner corrupted self who's living in our soul, but rather Jesus Christ who's living in our soul.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们追求长进，生命成长。
We all seek and pursue growth in our lives.
拦阻我们生命成长的不一定是罪。
What is hindering us from growth may not necessarily be sin.
当然，因有罪没有对付，这个是拦阻我们生命成长。
Of course, we always have to deal with sin when we're growing in the Lord.
但是我们感谢赞美主，我像我们在座的很多弟兄姊妹已经脱离了行为上的罪。
I thank the Lord that many of us probably have overcome certain sins in our lives.
但是我们没有脱离我们的自己。
But we have not yet overcome our souls in our inner selves.
我们经常在说，我认为是这样。
Many times we think, I think it should be this way.
我感觉这样。
I feel it should be this way.
我要这样。
And so I want it to be this way.
你看到吗？这个就是我们。
Do you see? This is our inner self.
我认为这样没有错的。
I think that there's nothing wrong with this.
我的感觉没有错的，我是为了大家好啊。
I feel this is fine. This will benefit everyone.
我应该这样嘛？那我既然感觉这样，我就应该这样嘛。
And so, because I feel this way, I'm going to act this way.
你看，这就是我，我，我。
So this is me, me, me.
但神说，我的救恩今天要临到你的魂。
But our God says that I want to save your soul.
从你。所以一切从你魂里面发表的必须代表我，不代表你。
So whatever is expressed in your soul must represent me, not you.
不是照着你的心思，乃是以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
It shouldn't be your own thoughts, emotions and will, but rather the Lord's that should be there.
不是你的喜好，而是基督的喜好。
It's not your preferences that should be there, but should be the Lord's preferences.
在这个过程里面，
in this process,
弟兄姊妹，我们的老我住在我们的魂里面已经好几十年了。
Our old self, which has lived in our souls for ten some years already, is still there.
这里面很舒服。
It's very comfortable there for him.
很习惯发号施令。
And this old self is very used to giving commands.
所以，
that's why
这里说你们的信心要被试验，第七节，你们的信心，第六节说，但如今在百般的试验中，你们要暂时忧愁，彼得前书。叫你们的信心要经过试验。
That's why it says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, if ye need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth,
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
It will be even more precious than the gold that perisheth.
可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ.
今天我们多少时候是在试验的里面？
Today, so many times we are under trials.
我们有的时候看到弟兄姊妹 特别是家里面有难处的孩子们。
Many times when we see other brothers and sisters, especially people who have difficult children in their families, their families have problems.
他们的孩子呢，我觉得好像长大的比较快一点。
Their children, I feel, grow up more quicker.
那反而我们这些弟兄姊妹啊，恩典很丰富啊，样样都好啊，这些孩子长不大的。
But on the contrary, for us who are so blessed, our children, they don't really grow up.
为什么？
Why is that?
没有经过试验。
They have not undergone trials.
而且呢，没有经过难处。
And they have not undergone difficulties.
所以我们发现呢，我们教会很多弟兄姊妹的孩子啊，长不大。
That's why I noticed for many children in my church, they're not growing up.
因为弟兄姊妹太爱他们的孩子。
Because brothers and sisters.
我不是叫你们不要爱你们的孩子啊。
Because brothers and sisters love their children too much. I'm not saying you shouldn't love your brothers, your children.
样样都预备的太好了，太周到了。
But it's that they prepared everything for their children.
这些孩子他不用神也可以过日子。
That these children, they don't need God to live.
他们不用依靠神，因为父母样样都预备太好了。
They don't need to rely on God because their parents provide everything for them.
反而我们看到家里有困难啊，或者爸爸妈爸爸的给 lay off 啊，或者绿卡也搞不定啊，啊，整天要祷告啊，拼命。这些孩子啊，你看，他们会长大一点。
But for those families where the father's laid off and you have to pray daily for God to have mercy on you, the kids in these families, they grow.
因为在百般的试验中暂时忧愁。
Because through heaviness, through manifold temptations,
然后叫你们的信心去经过试验，就比那被火试验仍然能换的金子更显宝贵。
That your faith through trials will become more precious than gold that perishes.
So, 今天在我们的现在这个过程的里面，我们是经过需要经过试验。
In this present time, we are all undergoing temptations and trials.
有个姊妹在我们当中读过几年书，然后回到香港去。
A sister among us, she studied for a while, and then she returned to Hong Kong.
然后她呢？嫁给一个传道人
，and she married a pastor, a preacher.
在这个姊妹呢很可爱，但是呢也很，就是太可爱了，就是长不大了。
Now this sister was adorable, but she was a little too adorable. She never really grew up.
所以呢有就是小孩子气啊。
She had a spirit of a child.
你说这个小孩子气要做传道人的太太，这个实在是。要命啊！
You may think, oh, to have a spirit of a child and be a pastor's wife, this is not such a great thing.
所以他有什么难处就打电话，从香港打电话来。
So whenever she had any difficulty, she would call all the way from Hong Kong.
那感谢主啊，主就把她放在试炼当中。
And thank the Lord put her through many trials.
叫她有一个工作。
Gave her a job.
这个工作呢，只有两个人，是美国的一个单位在香港的一个工作。
It's only a very small job with two personnel in Hong Kong.
Yeah. 所以他这个老板没有事情干，就天天对付他。
And her boss didn't really have that much to do, so every day he was dealing with her.
哎呀，他实在是受不了。
She couldn't really stand it anymore.
然后，他就打电话来找我姊妹。
So she called my wife.
然后我姊妹正好那天有感动，就把彼得前书第一章第六第七节送给他。
But my wife that day just had the inspiration to send First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7 to her.
她突然就这么领悟过来。
Then suddenly it's as if she awoke.
她说，哎呀，只要我现在愿意受一点对付，我的信心要经过试验，就可以。她说，在耶稣基督显现的时候，得着荣耀、称颂、尊贵。哎呀，她说这个太划得来了，这个小孩子突然醒过来了。
So she suddenly realized, hey, if I'm willing to undergo trials and temptations, I'll receive praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
而且呢，在那一天呢，她的同事，那不是一个姊妹呢，又给了她一篇荒漠甘泉。
Then at that time, her sister also gave her something.
From
streams in the desert.
就是2月1号那一天。
It's a I think a devotion from February 1st.
February 1st. 楞严呢？那几句话呢？这个题目说，这事出于我，就五个字。
Now, the first phrase that was found in that devotion said, this thing is from me.
就是在列王记上十二章二十四节。
And it's quoting 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 24.
那里面呢就讲了很多啊很多的话。
And in this devotion, it talks about many things.
那正好我的姊妹前两天就给他彼得前书第一章第六第七节。
Now, just a few days before, my wife had already given her 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7.
我读一点里面的话啊，其实是很简单的一些话。
Now, I was reading this devotion, and it's very simple devotion.
他说，我的孩子，今天我有一个信息传给你，好叫你上面的黑云消散，前面七路变平。这个信息很短，只有五个字。但是我要你铭刻在心中，要把它当一个枕头安放在你疲倦的头上，使你能够真正高枕无忧。这个信息是什么呢？就是这事出于我。
It says here, My child, I have a message for you today. Let me whisper it in your ear, that may gild with glory any storm clouds which may arise, and smooth the rough places upon which you may have to tread. It is short, only 5 words,But let them sink into your innermost soul. Use them as a pillow upon which to rest your weary head. This thing is from me.
说你有没有想过，凡与你有关的事，也与我有关，因为摸你们的，就是摸我眼中的瞳仁。我看你为至宝至尊，所以我特别喜欢训练你。
It says,Have you ever thought of it, that all that concerns you concerns me too? For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of mine eye. You are very precious in my sight. Therefore, it is my special delight to educate you.
你是不是正在艰难的环境中，四围的人都不了解你，都不随你的意思，都看不起你。这事出于我，我是管理环境的神，你所处的环境并非偶然，都是有我的美意在其中。
Are you in difficult circumstances, surrounded by people who do not understand you, who never consult your taste, who put you in the background? This thing is from me. I am the God of circumstances. Thou camest not to thy place by accident. It is the very place God meant for you.
你不是曾求我给你谦卑吗？你看，我已经把你放在一个学习谦卑的学校里，你所接触的人和环境都是被我用来成全我的旨意。
Have you not asked to be made humble? See then, I place you in the very school where this lesson is taught. Your surroundings and companions are only working out my will.
你是不是正感觉经济缺乏呢？这是出于我，因为我是经营你所有用度的，我要你向我支取，完全依赖于我，我的供给是无限的，我要你证实我的应许，我不愿意你在这世上不信耶和华你的神。
Are you in money difficulties?This thing is from me, for I'm your purse bearer, and would have you draw from and depend upon me. My supplies are limitless. I would have you prove my promises. Let it not be said of you, in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God.
还有很多啊，我最后再读一句好了。今天我把这个信息当作一瓶香膏送在你的手里，你可以自由的敷用，我的孩子，不顺的环境，扎心的回报，无故的逼迫等等，临到你的时候，你就敷上这个香膏。如果你能在一切的事上看见，这事出于我，所有的痛苦便会立即消失。
And a last quote it says here, This day I place in your hand. this pot of holy oil. Make use of it free, my child. Let every circumstance that arises, every word that pains you, every interruption that would make you impatient, every revelation of your weakness be anointed with it. The sting will go as you learn to see me in all things.
神是信实的神。
Our God is faithful.
他要使我们全然成圣。
He wants us to be completely holy.
他要我们的灵与魂身子得蒙保守在主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
He wants our spirit and soul to be completely saved so that at the coming of the Lord there will be no blame.
所以他现在把我们放在试炼的里面。
And that's why he's placed us under trials and temptations.
以至于叫我们的信心经过试验就比那被火试验仍然能换的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着荣耀称颂尊贵。
That our faith can become more precious than gold, and that it might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
所以他今天把你放在这个地方。
And that's why he's placed you in this situation.
他今天把你放在这个老板的手下。
He has placed you under your boss.
他今天把你放在你这位夫人，你这位老公的身边。
He has placed you next to your spouse.
他今天把你放在这些 有的时候不太完美的弟兄姊妹当中。
And he's placed you among these maybe not so perfect brothers and sisters here.
他要你能够完美。
He wants you to become perfect.
他要你能够彻底的灵与魂与身子全然成圣。
He wants your spirit, soul, and body to all become holy.
我们怎么能够，我们的灵怎么能够成圣呢？
How can our spirit become holy?
他的生命住在我们里面。He
has saved us. His spirit now lives with us.
我们的身体有一天怎么能够成圣呢？
How will our body become holy?
因为他改变我们，把一个荣耀的身体给我们。
He will transform us and give us a new body, a holy one.
今天我们的魂怎么能够成圣呢？
Now today, how can our souls be saved, become holy?
他要在我们的心里，让基督取代你，你的己。
He wants us to allow Christ to replace our own selves in the soul.
你的魂要得救。
Your souls will be saved.
你的己必须让基督来取代。
You must replace your own selves with the Lord.
让活在你里面的不再是你。
That the one who is living in your soul may not be yourself, but may be the Lord.
彼得爱不爱主? 当然爱主。
Did Peter love the Lord? Absolutely.
他说主啊, 上耶路撒冷受死, 你不能去啊, 这事万万不能临到你啊。
When Jesus said, I'm going to Jerusalem, Peter said, No, you cannot go. This thing must not happen to you.
主说, 撒旦, 退我后边去。
Then Jesus said, Satan, get behind me.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Because you do not mind the things of God, but the things of the flesh.
在你里面的不是耶稣基督的心思，不是耶稣基督的意念。
In you is not the mind nor the will of Christ.
虽然是好的。
Now it may be good.
但不是出于主的。
But it's not from the Lord.
所以他说撒旦, 退我后边去。
And that's why he said, Satan, get behind me.
最后我愿意大家来读一处圣经。
Lastly, I'd like for us, brothers and sisters, to read another passage of Scripture.
希伯来书4章12节。
It's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书4章12节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
这是一节圣经。
It's only one verse.
这里说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
It says, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
这节圣经当你读的时候，求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们看到一幅图画。
When you read this verse, I pray that God will open your eyes to see a picture.
因为这里讲到两刃的利剑，把灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、抛开。
Because here it paints a picture of a two-edged sword pierces and divides asunder soul and spirit and joints and marrows.
这个背景是什么呢？
What's the background for this?
就是一个祭牲可以绑在祭坛上。
It's a sacrifice that's tied on the altar.
求主叫我们看到这幅图画。
May the Lord cause us to see this.
我们一个人把自己完全放在祭坛上。
That we can put ourselves wholly on the altar.
弟兄姊妹，一切属灵的追求的基础是罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
Brothers and sisters, all the foundations of any spiritual endeavor is found in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
如果你没有罗马书十二章把自己放在祭坛上的这个学习，你就没有属灵的成长，也不会有属灵的经历。
If you have not given yourself as a living sacrifice, as it says in Romans 12, then you will not have any spiritual growth or spiritual experiences.
今天很多时候我们说，哎呀，你讲的这篇又灵啊，又魂啊，又体啊，我都搞到昏头撞向，我不知道我是出于魂，是出于灵，出于体。
You might say today, oh, you talk so much about spirit and soul and body, I don't even understand what you're talking about.
我告诉你，你什么都不要做。
So I'll tell you, you don't have to do anything.
你就是甘心把自己放在祭坛上。
Just sacrifice yourself, lay yourself on the altar of God.
当你把自己交在主的手里面的时候，
When you surrender yourself into the Lord's hands,
祭司，
the priest
就好拿着那个剑，
will hold a sword,
就是神的话，
which is the word of God.
当你真正的把自己放在祭坛上的时候，
When you lay yourself on the altar,
圣灵就借着神的话告诉你什么是属于神的，什么是属灵的，什么是属魂的。
The Holy Spirit will use the word of God to tell you what is of the spirit, what is of the soul.
因为今天我们很多时候说，你叫我放下自己，我怎么知道那是我自己还是神给我的负担呢？很属灵的讲的。
Many times when we talk about surrender ourselves, we tend to argue, "Hey, when you want me to put that down myself, is that really myself, or is that a burden that God has given me?"
弟兄姊妹，当你这样问的时候，很多时候你要回到祭坛那里。
Brothers and sisters, when you ask that question, you should return to the altar of God.
当你真正的把自己献在祭坛上的时候。
When you truly offer yourself before the altar,
你就发现圣灵就借着神的话来点明什么是属灵的，什么是属魂的。
The Holy Spirit will use the word of God to enlighten you, cause you to understand what is of the spirit and what is of the soul.
因为这里告诉我们说，神的话是什么呢？是活的，活泼的，是活的，而且是有功效的。
Because it says here, the word of God is living and powerful.
就像两刃的利剑，叫我们灵与魂、骨髓与骨节都能分开，然后叫我们呢，连心中的思念和主意啊，都能辨明。
It's like a two-edged sword. It divides the soul and spirit and joints and marrow.And it even is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
多少时候我们说，哦，我不知道这是出于神的，还是我自己的意思。
Many times we say, oh, I don't know if this is from my will or from God's will.
当然，就我们生命不老练会这样。
Of course, in our lives when we're not yet experienced.
但是每一次当我们真正回到祭坛上面的时候。
But every time we return to the altar.
也就是说，当你完全放下自己。
And it's when you completely surrender yourself.
以基督耶稣的心为心，以基督耶稣的爱好为爱好，让基督耶稣充满在你的里面。
When you take up that mind of Christ, when you surrender yourself to Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你就能够知道神在你身上的旨意。
Then you will know the will of God.
你就能够知道什么叫我已经与主同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Then you will understand the meaning of that verse where it says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live.
圣灵就借着神的话启示在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit will cause God's word to be made manifest in you.
你就会发现你心思里面有你的企图。
You'll realize that in your soul that God has a way for you.
你的想法就给暴露出来。
Your thoughts will be exposed.
你的思想，你的意志就完全赤露敞开。
And your will and your mind and your emotions will be exposed.
一个奉献给主的人。
Someone who has dedicated himself.
当圣灵用着他的话来刺入抛开你的时候。
When the Holy Spirit has pierced you and divided you,
我们就会让路给主。
We will expose ourselves to the Lord.
我们就投降在主的跟前。
We will surrender before the Lord.
让他的旨意活出来。
And let His will be made manifest.
这就叫我们能够过得胜的生活。
And this will cause us to live a victorious life.
这就叫我们能够成长。
And this will cause us to grow.
这就叫我们能够像主。
This will cause us to be like the Lord.
这就是说，他现在还要救我们。
This is the meaning of He who is delivering us now.
神的救恩现在就临到你的魂。
God's salvation is now upon your souls.
你活出来，你就能够像我们的主。
And if you could live it, you can become like our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在你的身上就碰到生命，得着供应，得着建造。
And your lives will be touched with growth and with nourishment.
我们就得以全然成圣。
And we then can be completely saved.
只有这样。Only this way.
Only in this way.
我们才能够常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Can we pray without ceasing and everything give thanks? And
我们就能够过得胜的生活。
And live a victorious life.
这是神给我们全备的救恩。
This is the complete salvation that God has given us.
这是我们现在我们一生要学的功课。
This is a lesson that we must be learning for our
entire
lives. May the Lord touch our hearts.
今天他的救恩要临到我们的魂。
Today, His salvation is coming to our souls.
求他救我们，每个人脱离我们的自己。
May He rescue us from ourselves.
让基督的生命来充满在我们整个人的心中。
And allow Christ's life to be filling our soul.
当你以耶稣基督的心为心的时候，
When you have the heart of Christ as your heart.
弟兄姊妹，外面的人可能觉得你受苦一样。
People from the outside may think, oh, you're suffering.
在过程的里面，我们好像是受了一点苦。
During the process, we might be suffering.
因为在这个过程的里面，我们要让路嘛。
Because in this process of surrendering ourselves, we have to allow Christ to take over.
所以我们要舍己，要十字架在我们身上工作。
And so we have to deny ourselves in that process.
但是，当我们真正的走过来的时候，
But when we finally walk over,
当我们的信心经过试验，主说就比那被火试验人化的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称颂、荣耀、尊贵。
When our faith walks through all that trials and temptations, so that's more precious than gold, and may receive praise, honor, and glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是喜乐的。
Then this is a joyous thing.
这是满足的。
This is fulfilling.
这是供应生命的。
This is a life-giving experience.
在过程的里面，弟兄姊妹，当你不肯舍己、不肯死的时候，我们是要经过暂时的忧愁。
In that process, when we are not denying ourselves, when we are holding on to our old selves, that is when we are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
但是当我们看到神给我们那荣耀的盼望的时候，
But when we see that glorious hope that our God has given us,
当我们经历了 信心所得的功效，魂的救恩的时候，所带来的喜乐的时候
，When we see the joy that comes through the salvation of our souls，
我们就看到这是至战至心的苦楚
，And we can see that this is something truly that should be admired。
我们实实在在愿意让主更多的充满在我们里面
，And we truly want the Lord to fill us。
让全备的救恩，叫我们这些人能够真正的彰显出来。
That the complete salvation of God may be manifest in us.
求主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们，我想我的话就停在这。
I think my sharing will come to this.
弟兄姊妹，带我们有点祷告好了。
May I ask brother to lead us in prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是在借着我们弟兄向我们说话。
You truly have spoken to us through our brother.
你是给我们真是全备的救恩。
You have indeed given us complete salvation.
是叫我们灵和魂和身体要全然成圣。
That our spirit, soul, and body can all be saved.
不但过去经历，现在继续的在经历。
Not only can we be saved in the past, but even now.
并且我们有荣耀的盼望在前面。
And we have a glorious hope in the future.
我们实在要把感谢赞美归给你。
We want to give all thanksgiving and praise to you.
我们天天经历你的拯救。
Every day we are in, partaking of your salvation.
我们天天有喜乐。
And every day we have
天天有盼望。
And every day we have hope.
对主的认识天天更新。
And that we can learn more about you every day.
对我们旧造，我们是彻底的弃绝。
That we can forsake our old selves.
我们要让主的生命在我们里面能够完全的成长。
That we can allow Christ's life to grow in us.
要长到满有基督长成的身量。
That we can become like Christ.
愿荣耀归给你自己。
May glory be to you.
求主祝福你自己的话。
Lord, please bless your own word.
给我们回头的亮光。
Please give us light.
也许我们听了会忘记。
Maybe after we listen, we might forget.
但求主的圣灵，是在重新给我们启示。
But may your Holy Spirit once again reveal yourself.
我们需要经历，需要学习的部分。
We need to experience. We need to learn.
求主亲自把它做在我们的心中。
May you accomplish that in our lives.
带我们进入生命的实际。
And bring us into the reality of life.
叫主荣耀的旨意在我们身上有出路。
And may your glorious will be manifest in us.
叫主得着我们每一位成为主贵重的器皿。
And may Lord, may you allow us to become a precious vessel.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
好，感谢主啊！借着今天晚上感恩节的时间啊，向他的儿女们说话，也盼望主借着这些话能够成为我们继续往前走的力量，因为主真的是他应许他必成就这事，这是主亲自做的。
We thank our Lord that he has spoken to us on this Thanksgiving evening, and we pray that the Lord may continue to speak to us and to guide us.
好，那我们今天晚上的聚会就到这里。
Our gathering will end here for this time.
我们也明天晚上读经的聚会还是照旧。
We still will have the Bible study on Friday night.
然后在要来的主日，我们有交通分享的聚会。
And this coming Sunday, we'll be having a sharing testimony time.
所以我们也请弟兄姐妹有一些预备。
So I ask brothers and sisters to please prepare to share on Sunday.
好，那我们就默祷散会。请大家回去的时候，开车小心，因为天气不是很好。
So please just pray silently and leave, and please be careful as you're driving back, as road conditions are not that great.
好，晚安。
All right, good evening.